This is BBC Radio 6 Music.
6 Music.
Tonight from 6, now playing with Tom Robinson. At 4, John Cooper Clarke's Sunday Service.
BBC Radio 6 Music.
Right now, it's Guy Garvey's Finest Hour.
Who put Garvey on the air?
The B-Belly BC, that's who.
I'm in my attic, pre-recording the programme, as always, and outside the wind is getting up. Just for dramatic effect, let's have a listen if I open the window. The clouds are marching across the blackening sky. Snow's on its way. I'm pre-recording the programme on a Wednesday evening for me. I will be tweeting throughout the show, however, as it's broadcast, so if it is 2 o'clock on a Sunday afternoon for you, then you can come and find me on Twitter. I should introduce myself. I'm Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow, and this could be my finest hour. Great, welcome everyone. That was Shaq, the song that I opened the show with. The Head Brothers. I ran into the Head Brothers on one of their honeymoons. Really weird, in a hotel in Australia some years back. I just think they're so talented. And that's their adaptation of part of the soundtrack to the Robert Mitchum film Night of the Hunter, which, if you've never seen it, is gloriously atmospheric. It's kind of... he's playing a creeping psychopath. Who's masquerading as a preacher, and it's basically ends with him chasing two children across the Midwest countryside, and that's actually a lullaby in the film. It's a beautiful soundtrack, it's so lovely, and that, yeah, that's their adaptation of it. And that was originally a Song for Guy recommendation from Dave Woods, and going all the way back to 2008, Dave made that Song for Guy recommendation. Got some good ones in this week from you lot. My featured artist this week is Jim O'Rourke. Three tunes from Jim before 4 o'clock when Jarvis takes over. And he's a fantastic, bizarre character, Jim O'Rourke. I really, really love his music. And it's pretty whacked out. And Eureka, that this next song's from, Eureka has the most disturbing front cover image that I've ever come across. Go and have a look. It really is quite disturbing. I just think he's got a very dark sense humour. Check the lyrics out to this first of his tunes then. Jim O'Rourke from Eureka. This is Ghost Ship in a Storm. I'm sending it out to my little brother Marcus because I know he loves it. Happy Sunday all. Wacky but refined. I love it. Jim O'Rourke, two more from him before the end of the programme. He's my featured artist. A song for Guy recommendation now from Henry Hussey in London. He says, "Hi Guy, the song I want to recommend is Out in the Street by the Shangri-Las. If you didn't see the Turner Prize 2012, then you may be unaware that the artist Elizabeth Price used it as part of a video installation. She used the song to great effect and managed to turn it into a dark and brooding number laid with heaps of atmosphere. Many thanks, Henry." I didn't see the Turner Prize 2012, Henry, but while this tune's on, I might go and have a look, see if I can find it. I didn't know the Shangri-Las were white girls. I always assumed they were a black singing group. And absolutely stunned to find out that they weren't. They were white girls. I think there's a couple of them still alive, I think. I don't think I should be talking about in the past tense entirely. But I also discovered that James Brown made the same mistake. He thought they were black girls too. There you go. Here are the Shangri-Las, a Song for Guy recommendation from Henry Hussey in London. This is Out in the Street. Shangri-Las and Out in the Street. I might dig out Sophisticated Boom Boom for next week's show. In fact, Peter from my crack production unit, not that we produce crack, could you remind me about that, please, Pete? This next tune is from Ride. It's called Vapor Trail, and here's a weird one, Shared Memories. I was talking about this with a mate recently. I and Clute and Elbow have been friends for so long that we have a memory that both bands are convinced happened to them. It's not a story I can tell on the radio, but it was to do with an excellent heckle. But both bands think it happened to them, and it can only happen to one or the other. You usually have shared memories with a similarly aged sibling, don't you? Me and my brother Marcus both think that one of my sister's boyfriends, put us in a sleeping bag over his shoulder, causing much claustrophobia. We both think that happened to us. We're both convinced it happened to us, unless he did it to both of us, the big daft lug. I thought my first gig was Ride at the Boardwalk when I was in my teens. And I lost a shoe and had to go home with one wet sock. I had to wait till the venue was empty to find my shoe, and then I went home with one wet sock. But my friend Lee Patterson seems to think it happened to him. Unless I've made that up. I might have to check my facts before I make these statements. Let's just have a listen to this tune, shall we? That was way too long a link. Vapor Trail by Ride.
First you look so strong, then you fade away. The sun will blind my eyes, I'll love you anyway. Thirsty for your smile, I'll watch you for a while. You are a vapor trail in a deeper sky. Glitter in your eye, you seem to come and go. I never seem to know. And all my time is yours as much as mine. You never have enough time to show.
Comes flooding back, but it might well be another man's memory. Ride and Vapor Trail, a fantastic band, Ride. Absolutely adore them. And that tune is pretty much my mid to late teens.
We were definitely naive. We had dreams at that time of just being songwriters, not bothering with all this silly performing stuff.
From Genesis to WOMAD. Next Sunday, discover the pivotal moments in the life of Peter Gabriel.
Sledge, sledge, hammer. Well, it was my pop star moment. I think it's a great thing for everyone to be a pop star for a short period only. It's dangerous if you start believing it or living there.
A songwriter, an activist, a music fan.
It was the first one that still to this day is the best gig I've ever seen in my life. I was 17 years old. No one, but no one, compared to Otis.
Matt Everett's The First Time with Peter Gabriel.
Next Sunday afternoon from 1 on BBC Radio 6 Music.
Jolly Jupiter, it's Guy Garvey's finest hour.
Jessica Hoop is a very good friend of mine, often deputised to do this very programme if I have to be somewhere else. She does a great job, she always does a great job. I met Jess through the programme, weirdly. Somebody sent me her music, I fell in love with it, I phoned up and interviewed her. She kept missing my calls, so I just broadcast her answer machine message. And eventually when I got hold of her, she was in the bath, and we did the video. Video? Oh, Freudian slip. We did the interview while she was in the bath. She fell in love with a friend of mine and moved to Manchester. She's a wonderful girl. And this tune is called While You Were Away. It's so earnest and yearning. And it's my mate missing her man. Jessica Hoop. Jessica Hoop and While You Were Away from the Snow Globe EP. Did a little bit of singing with Jess the other day. She's videoing a lot of her stuff and she's going to put it online. Look out for that. That mystery musical history girl is with us again. Here comes the Beckopedia. Now then.
Now then. Miss Peggy Lee is best remembered as the blonde siren whose biggest hit, Fever, conveyed the smoky, simmering sexiness she exuded with every note. But she was also a multifaceted, multi-talented artist whose 60-year career also proved her to be a wonderful lyricist, writing numbers such as Don't Smoke in Bed and two of the best songs from Disney's Lady and the Tramp, The Siamese Cat Song and He's a Tramp. She was also nominated for an Oscar for her acting abilities, as well as being a mistress of comic timing, particularly in songs such as Is That All There Is and WOMAN. However, when she sang ballads, there was a strange vulnerability and fragility to her voice, suggesting a deep-seated longing for happiness that perhaps she never really found in her four marriages. In 1957, she released an album entitled The Man I Love, a gentle collection of love songs that culminated in the most heartfelt and telling of them all, The Folks Who Live on the Hill. Against Nelson Riddle's dreamlike arrangement, her soft, yearning voice paints the picture of a fairy tale romance, perfect in every detail. But as warm and tender as it is, there's an unattainable quality to her fantasy that, for me, makes this performance one of her most open-hearted and sincere, and consequently, one of her finest. And why am I telling you this? Because you need to know.
Someday we'll build a home on a hilltop high, you and I, shiny and new, a cottage that two can fill, and we'll be pleased to be called Folks Who Live on the Hill. Someday we may be adding a wing or two, a thing or two. We will make change as any family will, but we will always be called the folks who live on the hill. Of meadows green, the sort of view that seems to want to be seen. And when the kids grow up and leave us, we'll sit and look at that just we two, baby and Joe, who used to be Jack and Jill, the folks who like to be called what they have always
Time now for the news. Wasn't very good.
Six Music. This is BBC Radio.
Six Music.
BBC News at 2:30. I'm Jason Kay. A government advisor has accused the Royal Bank of Scotland of driving some companies into liquidation in order to seize their assets. Lawrence Tomlinson, who works for the business secretary Vince Cable, says he's uncovered a dossier of evidence alleging that RBS, which is largely owned by the taxpayer, deliberately forced companies into default to buy back their assets at rock-bottom prices. In a BBC interview, he said the practices made him feel sick.
It makes me incredibly angry to think about these businesses going to the wall when they could be employing more people, creating growth in the UK. And the fact that we 81% own it because we had to bail them out because they made such a mess of the bank in the first place.
RBS says it's already committed to an inquiry into how customers are treated by the bank. America says the progress of Iran's nuclear program had been halted for the first time in decades, thanks to a deal reached in Geneva in the early hours of this morning. The Iranians have agreed to reduce their stockpiles of enriched uranium in return for the easing of some sanctions. Israel has strongly condemned the interim deal, but the Foreign Secretary William Hague said that it was important to respond to a more outward-looking government in Tehran.
As part of a comprehensive solution, if we reach that further stage of a comprehensive solution, then Iran would be able to enjoy its basic rights to nuclear energy for peaceful purposes, and that would involve what we call a mutually defined enrichment program limited to practical needs.
Three female RAF recruits have received £100,000 each in compensation for injuries caused by marching in step with their taller male colleagues. They say they developed spinal and pelvic injuries. The MOD says it's reviewed its training practices. And a Lib Dem cabinet minister has voiced concerns at reports that David Cameron's preparing to take on Brussels by imposing tougher conditions on European migrants. The complaints come from Alistair Michael, the Scottish Secretary. And that's your Six Music News. More in an hour.
Six Music. Six. Guy Garvey's finest hour. Listening is doing your duty.
This is English, moon climbs the hills.
the soundtrack to The Buddha of Suburbia, that was, of course, David Bowie with The Buddha of Suburbia. And I have to say, those lyrics so pertinent where Bowie's own life is concerned. Wonderful images there. I think that's a really autobiographical tune. Much more strong, connected storytelling than Bowie usually does. He's usually quite, well, he uses cut and paste, doesn't he, a lot? It's usually a lot more fragmented, just as pertinent and valid and wonderful, but that's right, got a real story to it. I think that's about him remembering being a young man in London and comparing it to his life, which is probably part of the theme of The Buddha of Suburbia itself. Let's do some emails. Oh, somebody sent me, Anne-Marie sent me a lovely picture, a painting of a goldfinch, because we're talking about my goldfinches. I just want to hold them and kiss their heads. My goldfinches. It was done in 1654, and it's a beautiful painting. Thank you, Anne-Marie. I might try and get a print of that. BT Nicky, BT Tiki Man, and Anne and Mark Cruz both loved the Baliero from Songs from the Overm last week. In fact, these guys said, just arrived back from a damp and misty autumn yomp round Holcombe Hill. That's a popular landmark in Lancashire. And went for a swift pint to hear this wondrous, and then heard this wondrous music by Arlene Auger, followed by Francois Hardy. Uplifting stuff, Messrs. Garvey and Cocker. So that's a joint email for me and Jarve. Garv and Jarve. I'm still trying it. Garv and Jarve. Song for my father. Got a couple of people emailing in and saying, this sounds like Steely Dan's Ricky Don't Lose That Number. It does. It's the same bass line. Kevin McVeigh said so. So did Gerard Banningen. And we're going to hear that in a minute. After this perplexing email from Amy Durand in St. Petersburg, Florida. Hello, Guy. I wanted to tell you about a cool thing that happened to me. Yesterday, I was driving around running errands, and I thought, I haven't heard Elbow in a while, so I popped a CD in my car stereo. After a bit, I realised I was near a favourite thrift store. That's a second-hand store, like a charity shop, if you like, in this country. So I decided to stop. As I parked the car and turned off the CD player, I thought, I really should buy more of Elbow's CDs, because I'd been enjoying it so much. I went into the thrift store and headed to the nearest racks. I am not lying when I say the first thing I touched was the Leaders of the Free World. I live in St. Petersburg, Florida, which is so far from being the indie music capital of the world, and CDs at thrifts are usually Celine Dion, Garth Brooks, Limp Bizkit, etc. Not only was it a wonderfully serendipitous circumstance, the CD was only 53 cents. Here's Steely Dan.
Lose that.
Steely Dan. Ricky, don't lose that number. I don't play it on the show. I mean, Michelle, who produces my programme, famously can't stand Steely Dan. So sorry to put you through that, Shell Love. I do think of you whenever I hear them now. But, yeah, I'm not always a fan of Donald Fagen's lyrics. He talks an awful lot about young girls, getting young girls drunk. It's all very dark. Anyway, that was Steely Dan. Somebody asked again about White Hinterland. Sorry, I missed the name of the artist who composed Icarus. Icarus is the one I played last week and the week before that goes, woo, woo, woo. So I'm not in very good voice there. It's a beautiful song. It's quite an old one, but get the whole album. White Hinterland and Icarus. And also, Nick Mulvey. It blew my mind last week when we heard a Nick Mulvey. The Fever to the Form was the tune. Fever to the Form. I loved it. And I thought, how come I've never heard of this guy? This is amazing stuff. Right up my boulevard. Anyway, of course, I know Nick. I've met him at the 2008 Mercury Award, which Elbow won, but both our bands were nominated. He was in the Portico Quartet. They were an excellent outfit. So I went and found some more of Nick's music, and in fact we became friends on Twitter. And this is just fantastic. It's I'm really enjoying it. I found out that we're expecting an album for him in May next year. But there is an EP out that you can get. It's the Fever to the Form EP. It's well worth having. Here's another tune from Nick now. It's this one, actually. Oh, hang on. Oh, sorry. Oh, yeah. Somebody said they couldn't find him online. It's Mulvey, M-U-L-V-E-Y. Nick Mulvey, if you like. But this is a cracking tune. This is called Juramidam, which is to do with a really weird church. I looked it up because I didn't know what it was. A really strange church. It's a strain of Christianity. But this church, they believe in inducing hallucinations with a bizarre tea, like a tea, a hallucinogenic tea, visions and dancing ensue. So here we go. Let's see if that happens to you lot, supping on your Sunday brews. Nick Mulvey and Juramidam from the Fever to the Form EP. Bye, bye, bye.
Saw them drink at every vine. They told me the last was like the first, and that they came upon no wine that tastes so good every day as thirst. I watched them gnaw at every root. Yes, they ate from every plant, but they came upon no fruit that tastes so good every day as once. There's too much time, drink and have a mind. The last cup is always like the first. Step in the line, a root mix with the vine. It'll bring you back your thirst. There's too many days in a hedgerow maze, wondering if you've ever been here before. Step in the line, a root mix with the vine. An invitation to the court. Just
time drinking whiskey and wine. The last cup is always like the first. Step in the line, root mixed with the vine. It'll bring you back your thirst. And there are too many days in a hetero maze, wondering if you've ever been there before. Step in the line, root mixed with the vine. An invitation to the core.
It when Six Music plays one of those tracks that you won't hear again on the radio in a million years. I heard an amazing tune the other night on Stuart McConey's Freak Zone, but I didn't catch the name of it, and for one terrible moment I thought it was lost forever. But then I just pushed the new BBC Playlister button on the iPlayer radio app, logged onto the Playlister homepage, and breathed a sigh of relief. The track was saved to my playlist for me to listen again whenever I want. Remember the music you love as you listen. To find out more, go to bbc.co.uk/playlister. BBC Playlister. Get playlisting.
Good heavens above, it's Guy Garvey.
This next band, the Acorn, where did that come from? It's because I was thinking of next week's programme. Next week's programme is going to be bands that we've toured with, Elbow's favourite bands to tour with over the years, and it's going to be a great programme that, because we've toured with so many ace bands. Anyway, that's why I just said the Acorn are about to come up, when indeed Bombay Bicycle Club are about to come up. I'm going to play Rinse Me Down by Bombay Bicycle Club. These boys are lovely. We toured with them in Australia a couple of years ago, and this song every night just had me moving and dancing. It's hypnotic, it's authentic, it's beautiful. It is the Bombay Bicycle Club. We'll be right back. Bombay Bicycle Club and Rinse Me Down. Great, isn't it? Howie Gelb is an old friend of mine. I unwittingly stole a lyric from Howe some years ago in a rather famous song of ours, One Day Like This, in fact. There's a lyric, Kiss Me Like a Final Meal. And when I wrote this lyric down, I thought, that's good, and it's come a little bit too easy, that. That's, you know, that's quite a layered image. It suggests passion and desperation and hunger. And it's quite dark. And I thought, hang on, that's come too easy. I must have nicked it. So I phoned up my manager's office and I said, can you Google this phrase and see if it exists anywhere? It didn't. I continued writing the song. And then some months after, One Day Like This had become, well, pretty much the national anthem for that year. You really couldn't escape the bloody thing. I got in touch with my manager's office again because I realised while walking across Albert Square in Manchester listening to my iPod on shuffle, I heard a Howie Gelb lyric, which was Kissing Like It's Our Last Meal. You see? So I was like, oh no. I got in touch with Howie and apologised, and he came on the finest hour. And it turns out that he said, we have another lyric in common. I said, we have another lyric in common. And he said, what is it? Because he charged me one beer for the use of his word. I said, in order to describe a woman that's worried about pregnancy, worried about a pregnancy that's sort of in progress, she's got a belly full of life. And he went, oh, was that on your Blue album? And I said, yeah, the first one, yeah. And he said, I think I might have stolen that from you. So there you go. I made a documentary for Radio 4 called The Honest Musician's Fear of and Accidental Plagiarism, with some great contributions in it. If you get chance, have a listen. It's always available on the Radio 4 website. So here's Howe Gelb's new offering. The Coincidentalist is the name of his new record. Excuse me, just sitting down here. And let me read you this. The Arizona desert has been a predominant theme and source of inspiration for Howe Gelb, indie rock pioneer and founder of the band Giant Sand. Since 1985, Gelb, based in Tucson, Arizona, has brought the spirit of the Southwest and high art to his DIY recordings. Gelb's newest recording, The Coincidentalist, is his first album for his new label, New West Records. Recorded with M. Ward, who I played you M. Ward covering Bowie last week, Let's Dance, and Steve Shelley of Sonic Youth, Gelb brings together a set of songs that seem linked like a novel but effortlessly stand on their own. The record also features guest contributions from Bonnie Prince Billy and Katie Tunstall. What are you going to do apart from go and buy that? Here he is, Howie Gelb. Listen to these lyrics. He just cracks me up. From The Coincidentalist, this is Vortexus.
Well, welcome to the desert. It's becoming increasingly more expensive. Used to be much cheaper to find a love and to keep her, to play guitar and reiterate, to embrace the heat or just hibernate. A little tinfoil on the windows works just great. From a long line of coincidence, I'm a vortex at heart. I can't even give you one, for instance, but vortex. Hotel, about a mile from the no-tell motel. Then our universe's center, I live there like a renter. Assembles us with haywire, lost the top floor up in fire. The clocks are stuck in rewind. Living on Tucson time.
as my heart. Us well stocked to kill the time. Well, we just rocked. Catch a buzz from the cicadas dancing with invisible neighbors. Erosion is our state burn. That's not what I heard. From a long line of coincidence, I'm a vortex in an earth. I can't even give you one, for instance. Vortex.
This is BBC Radio 6 Music.
M. Hubbard and Go Slowly. He's a Glaswegian, I believe, and isn't that a beautiful thing? A couple more emails for you now. I'm Guy Garvey, by the way, the lead singer of Elbow, and I'm with you till 4 o'clock. Martin Taylor's been in touch. I was surprised I wasn't absolutely deluged with emails when I said confidently on the air that Stevie Wonder, as well as holding many Grammy Awards, also holds the patent for Wonderweb, the iron-on clothing adhesive used for keeping people's turnips up in the 80s. Of course he didn't. Of course Stevie Wonder did not invent Wonderweb. I'm not sure if Martin Taylor's being drier than me, but he says, Guy, you've been misinformed. I think you should be a little more diligent with your facts, not the kind of mistake that Steve Wright would make. Wonderweb was invented by Dr. Karl Nottenbaum, a Friedenberg researcher in Weinheim, Germany. I want to take it as sarcasm, Martin. And look out for my deliberate lies. They do pop up, just to see you're paying attention. Gene Stevenson confirmed that the keyboards in Entangled by Genesis were indeed an ARP and a Mellotron. Boom, check my geek cred skyrocket. And Mary Gleason says she misses me saying goodnight to my mum at the end of the programme since it moved to the afternoon. I say good afternoon, Mrs. Harrington. That is my mother, actually. So I'm still doing it. Don't get upset. Here's a touching one. Aw, Sarah McSherry doesn't like flying and she wants me to do a theme programme of tunes to help her relax on an aeroplane. She wants it specifically to be about flying home for Christmas. Well, I think this is the best place to start. These are my friends, Here We Go Magic. They live in New York, where I'm going for this Christmas, so I will be undoubtedly listening to this beautiful tune on the plane. I played it a couple of weeks ago, but I can't get enough of it. The album's called A Different Ship. It was produced by Nigel Godrich, who did Radiohead stuff, who still does Radiohead stuff. It's a beautiful piece of work that you need to own. Here We Go Magic is the band. The album is A Different Ship, and this song, for you, love, is Over the Ocean. beautiful, right? Here we go, Magic, and Over the Ocean from their album, A Different Ship. Check the website if you missed the title of any of these songs, and you can find them on there, going right the way back to when I started the show. 6 years ago, was it? 7 years ago? I'm really not sure. Agnes, pronounced Agnes, I beg your pardon, Agnes Obel has a new album out called Aventin. She just gets better and better, I think. We played with her years ago, but she's just brilliant. So yeah, it's called Aventin, and it's Agnes Obel and Run Cried the Crawley. Special, eh? Agnes, for those of you who are trying to find it online, pronounced Agnes Obel, from the album Aventin. That's her new thing. It's called Run, Cried the Crawling.
I grew up in a time when I was lucky enough to see music actually bring people together. And the great multicultural mix that we have in this country now has been really soundtracked by the music of the last 50 years.
Don Letts.
I guess people would write me off as being reggae-based, but that's just in my DNA. I grew up with rock and roll, went through the whole punk thing, you know, the whole soul boy thing. I was there at rave, I was standing in fields. I remain open to all the world has to offer, and I like to think that's reflected in my show. You know, the heritage and tradition of music, having deep impacts and striking an emotional chord with me in particular, it still gets me out of bed every single day. It's something I can't help but be involved in.
Don Letts, Culture Clash Radio.
Tonight from 10
on BBC Radio
6 Music.
He's a space nut, you know.
My featured artist this week is the wonderful Jim O'Rourke. This, another one, another offering from his album Eureka. The only lyrics in this song were written by the surrealist poet Ivor Cutler, who I'm a huge fan of. Anyway, this is Prelude to 110 or 220, Women of the World, Take Over.
Thank you.
This is BBC Radio.
Six Music.
BBC News at 3:30. I'm Jason Kay. The Business Secretary Vince Cable has passed historic evidence of the Royal Bank of Scotland's treatment of small businesses to city regulators. One of his advisers, Lawrence Tomlinson, has compiled a report which accuses RBS of driving some companies into liquidation to seize their assets. RBS has said that it's publishing its own independent inquiry tomorrow into how customers are treated. Ed Miliband has accused the Conservatives of mudslinging over Labour's links with the cooperative group and the former bank chairman, Paul Flowers, who's a former Labour councillor. But Mr Miliband says the government should be concentrating on issues the people of Britain really care about.
What they should actually be focused on is sorting out the problems at the Co-op Bank on behalf of savers, borrowers and investors. And that's why my focus is on sorting out the problems of the banking system and tackling all the other issues that so many people are facing.
Israel has strongly condemned an interim agreement reached by Iran and six world powers in Geneva, which limits Tehran's nuclear activities in return for an easing of sanctions. The Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said the agreement left the production of atomic weapons within Tehran's reach. The Scottish government's announced the date it expects Scotland to become independent, should it vote yes in next year's referendum. It's the 24th of March 2016. The date is included in a prospectus for the future of an independent Scotland, which will be published on Tuesday. The Deputy First Minister Nicola Sturgeon said the release of the document was a very important stage in the referendum campaign.
The White Paper is going to be the most comprehensive, detailed, well-researched prospectus for the independence of a country that has ever been published. And, you know, my challenge to the No campaign is, where is your equivalent? It's setting out the detail of what the future would hold for Scotland if we don't vote for independence.
Three female RAF recruits are reported to have received £100,000 each in compensation over injuries caused by marching in step with their male colleagues. The MOD says it's reviewing its training practices. That's Six Music News. There's more in an hour.
Six Music. Six. Guy Garvey's finest hour. Listening is doing your duty.
Love that. Paul Buchanan's voice, of course, the Blue Nile and Let's Go Out Tonight. I saw my friend Alex Poots last night and was very proud to open a new arts building for Manchester Metropolitan University yesterday. Very proud to be asked to do things like that. I lost a button, quite literally. And I saw my friend Alex Poots, who's the organiser of Manchester International Festival, every 2 years. Wonderful firsts for different artists collaborating. Alex is a very, very can-do man who really brings the city to life every couple of years. And we were lucky enough, Elbow were lucky enough to play with the Halle Orchestra as part of Manchester International Festival. And it was one of the absolute pleasures of my life. And he started a relationship with the Halle. We had the youth choir on our last record, and on the next one, we've got a big bunch of their string section came out of the studio just last week to play on our next record. So anyway, I saw Alex, I was his friend for a few years, and he likes a whiskey, does Alex, and so do I, so we bonded over that. But it was years before I found out that he was the trumpeter in the Blue Nile. The man has endless strings to his bow, and he's absolutely lovely as well. Talking of trumpets, I'm going to play you a Louis Armstrong tune, but I'm going to let the great man himself introduce it. This is a really lovely little clip.
There's a zillion people dug that tune the way I did it when I felt it, because it's so much in Wonderful World that brings me back to my neighborhood where I live in Corona, New York. Of course, Long Island, everybody know where that is. And Lucille and I, ever since we married, we've been right there in that block. And everybody keeps their little homes up like we do. And it's just like one big family. I saw three generations come up in that block. And they're all with their children, grandchildren. They come back to see Uncle Satchmo and Aunt Lucille. So that's why I can say, I hear babies cry. I watch them grow. They'll learn much more than I'll ever know. And I can look at all them kids' faces. And I got pictures of them when they was 5, 6, and 7 years old. So when they hand me this Wonderful World, I didn't look no further. That was it. And the music with it. So you can see from the expression, them people dug it. That's really, it is a Wonderful World.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue, clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you. I hear babies cry. I watch them grow. They're like much more. And I never knew. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Introduced by old Satchmo himself, that was, of course, Louis Armstrong and Wonderful World.
I remember listening to John Peel on the radio every night.
Tonight's programme, Heard the Desperate Bicycles.
Writing down the titles of the songs which I liked.
TV, the UK sub.
And reviewing them out of 3 stars. And every song that got 3 stars, when he played that track again, I'd record it onto my old cassette player. And then by the end of the month, I'd have this collection of all this amazing stuff. One or two old curios and a load of new records as well.
Hallelujah.
Now with BBC Playlister, there's a new way of remembering the music you love and getting recommendations from the people you trust. If you're listening online or through the iPlayer radio app to Six Music and hear a track which you like, BBC Playlister lets you add it to your own playlist. There it's saved for you to come back to at any time. It's like your own personal mixtape, which won't get chewed up in your tape deck. To find out more, go to bbc.co.uk/playlister.
Guy Garvey, the right side of the celestial equator.
Department of Eagles are a great band. This was a Song for Guy recommendation from Lee Bainbridge some years ago, and I've loved it ever since. Thank you, Lee, and everybody who gets in touch with Song for Guy recommendations. Guy.6music@bbc.co.uk is where you come with those recommendations. Department of Eagles and Floating on the Lee High. Thing, eh? Department of Eagles, as recommended as a song for Guy by Lee Bainbridge, that was Floating on the Lee High. I want to follow that from a song that I heard around the same time and fell in love with just as deeply. This is Fredo Viola, and it's called The Sad Song.
Yeah.
Fredo Viola and the Sad Song. I made a mistake earlier. Of course, Jarve isn't taking over at 4 o'clock today. He's off this week. And Mancunian poet warrior and a very old good friend of mine, John Cooper Clark, is going to be on instead. JCC in the Six Music hot seat. He's got great taste in music and he has more than a handful of funny tales to accompany it. So more Manc, I'm afraid, as the afternoon progresses. If it's not your favourite accent, then you might want to do something else. I'm going to end on this tune by the Dodos. Jodie got in touch and she said, "Thanks, guys, for another great Sunday." Well, bless you. "Got back last night from watching the Dodos and heckled them until they played the song Jodie, which they did a special encore for. Great gig and a great performance, and just so happens my name is Jodie. Coincidence much. Good on you, kid. I love the Dodos. I've never heard this song before. There's only two of them, but this is fantastic, frenetic and energetic. If I don't shut up, we're not going to hear the end. I'll see you next week, everyone. JCC up next. And good afternoon, Mrs. Harrington.